You're such an asshole.
All right, we have an interesting request, and we've had a couple requests. I actually had to do work. Like, people like, hey, what's going to happen to the computer? And you're an economist. I'm like, I was. Why don't you dust off those skills and do some real work? Like, no, I just want to yell at the internet and tell people to avoid fat single moms. Can I do that? No, go and research. Damn it. The irony of all things is I wanted nothing more to do what I'm doing now, especially with economics work. Like, yeah, I want to pull data and research. And I did that for the longest time. And everybody told me I was evil and wrong. And I'm the most horrible of person trying to deny people loans. And you're just denying people their dreams. And then the housing market crashed at .com bubble. And now I'm paid to do like really cool research. Let's put it this way. If regular economists with their doctorates, which doesn't mean anything, by the way, if you're wondering, got to research what I got paid to research and the occasional little thing I got to research, they'd be ecstatic. They'd be happy. They're crunching numbers, programming computers and models. It's not exciting. It's not exciting what they're doing. But now I'm just kind of like, ugh, work? Can I just voice my uneducated opinion? So this guy gave me a real task. Alex writes, hey, asshole, you're the smartest and only economist that I know. Thanks. So I'm also the dumbest one. I understand, except the United States labor shortage will not be fixed. However, when do you think this global shortage is going to come to the end? More so when it comes to semiconductor chips. Why do you ask? Because these chips are used in a variety of things, such as everyday electronic devices, appliances, machines that make useful stuff, i.e. food. And the power grid, because everything has to be automated, everything. Either way, the research I have done says the earliest is from mid to late 2022 is when the production will start picking back up. I want to hear from an economist's point of view. P.S. You don't have to read this, 169 industries that are affected by it. So I did do research. And thankfully, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight. Do you want some inside business? I'm going to give you some inside business later on. I did some research, and so here's the research of the data that I found. But before I just get, I'll tell you the answer. End of 2021 for low-end chips, mid to late 2022 for high-end chips, and you also have to factor in a six-month delay for that to process through the supply chain. There you go. But let me tell you for the listening audience how we got to this point, okay? We got to this point due to three or four people or thing. All right. First, there's marketing people. Okay. And I'll give you a perfect example. See, my house, let me explain to you my house. See, I have gas fireplaces because wood fireplaces are horrifically expensive. I don't know why. And you would think with a gas fireplace, there should be like a switch. You just turn it on and the gas goes in and then a pilot light kicks on just like a furnace. No. Oh, you are so 2003. See, because predominantly trophy wife moms and the men that want to have sex with them, everything has to be automatic, has to be on a remote. So I have to hook up two Wi-Fi plugins. I had to do it because no tradesmen have the balls or the intelligence to do it. I have to go and do it myself. You have to plug in two Wi-Fi wireless things into the electronic motherboard of a gas fireplace. That should just be gas pilot light. That's it. That's all it should be. And not only the fireplaces, but two of the lights. I'm like, you know, light switches. Why is that going on? Must be the other. No, that ain't it either. How do I get that light on? Electrician kind of say, is that one wired up? He's like, oh yeah, he's rummaging around. Yeah, we wired it here. He hands me a remote for a freaking light. And I'm like, click, and then it goes on. Then I find out if you turn on the light that gives it power, like it doesn't turn it on unless you leave it on, it will shut off, saving electricity because the electronic computer component said to, saving money. But because it's on a radio frequency, if you're too close to someone and they hit their garage door opener, So I've had this damn thing. It's a light fan combination. Go on and off in the middle of the night. Sleeping soundly, getting my sleep. Oh, Cappy loves the light on. Why is the light on? Is there a ghost in the show? What's going on? We see Bipsy in Every Day I Need Attention or the Winnetka. Ooh, it's remote. Ooh, it's remote, remote, remote. It's like, now I'm going to have to replace batteries on that stupid thing, aren't I? I didn't ask for this. I like that light. I like that fan. No, it all has to have remotes. Why? Because a bunch of ladies saw the home shopping, or not the home shopping, the HGTV thing. Ooh, it's remote. That's better. It's better because it's remote. See, different is better. Remember this guy, Barack Obama? He said change. There was hope before it. How's that working out, people? And change, yeah, because why would we need to change this country that totally dominated and did everything. Like, just did everything. Yeah, we better change the formula for that. Hey, KFC, that sucks. Forget those herbs. And so we got to change it because change is good for the sake of change. So marketing people, it's new. It's different. It's remote. Then women. Yes, women. I'm going to go 70% because some men are, and I'm going to explain the men component on this too. Women who traded freedom in for security. Especially as it pertains to the automobile semiconductor shortage. Because I don't know if you've noticed this. See, I have old vehicles. I'm going to stick with old vehicles. And the reason why is because there's no NEGmobile. There's not as many computer chips I end up looking at. There are some computer chips. But I don't have a wife. And you know, ghost in the machine or ghost in the shell? All right. There's wife in the car, nagging wife in the car. Like, but I'm not married. Oh, you will be. Buy a new vehicle and find out. Hey, you're getting too close to the road. Yeah, you're getting too close to the side of the road. Center again. Your doorbell's on. Your doorbell. You didn't put a buckle in your seatbelt. Yeah. All these dings and alarms turning on and off. Right. And then see, we can't in the before time, back when Ronald Reagan was around and men were masculine and women weren't as fat. You had this thing called analog, and if you want to turn on the radio, you would press a button, and it worked fine. You could hear it. It worked great. Now you have to have a touch screen. Well, each button has its own regard. So I come to find out. I'm listening to a podcast, part of the research, and I thought, wow, how many computer chips are in a car? Can't be that many. You know, you got your plug-in device, you know, to diagnose what's wrong. Maybe something for each system, you know, the radio, that's got to have one. Maybe the fuel system, electric, water pump, maybe. And toss in another one for safe measure. Five. I thought, yeah, maybe five computer chips in a car. 1,700 computer chips in a modern day car. 40 years ago. You just made an analog car that went vroom, vroom. And when you turned the ignition on, now you have 1,700 computer chips, 1,673 of which are all for the NEGmobile to nag you about your seatbelt or this, or give you notifications or Amber Alerts or all this freaking shit you never asked for. So then when the marketing people and the female people got together, like, hey, it's new, it's better. It is, hobby. I, person with the hoo-ha, controller of all, demand new crap and automated shit in the house that no one wanted. Okay, dear. And then, well, nothing's too good for our children, right? Never mind all these bells and whistles going off, scares a guy, goes in the other, boom, kills a bus full of children. No, that's safe. Constantly nagging the driver about every slight effing imperfection about his or her driving. 1,700 robotic Borg nags in your vehicle, making it impossible to drive. So that's where the freedom and security. Where the men come in, that's because women have the magic hoo-ha. And the compliant, obedient men want the magical hoo-ha. So, yeah, nothing's too good for our little children. Will you let me have children with you, please? Please, I'll go make lots of money. And these dopes, these soy, limp-wristed dopes. Oh, what is that? Safety, what? Next, global warming, what? Patriarchy, what? They get all tired like a dog running around from one leftist Marxist cause to the next. And you guys just, you Judases just betray us. Yeah, we need a thing that makes a dinging noise so the driver knows that. I'm trying to think. I've driven like these car rentals and I'm like turning. Oh, automatic anti-lock brakes. That almost killed me one time. Almost got stuck in a snowstorm. I had to turn it off every time I had to start the car. We'll do the automatic braking. No, you won't. I will drive in the snow, you stupid. Oh. So that is the third thing. And then the fourth thing is the government. Also trading in security, freedom for security, where they just made all these automobile manufacturers require all this stuff. So that is where it started. A lot of people will say it started with the disease. No, that triggered it. Where the foundation, where the fuel for this crisis, this computer chip shortage started, was marketers marketing to people that things we didn't need, okay, automating everything. Women trading in generally, freedom for security, compliant men who are desperate because of the hoo-ha agreeing with them because they might get laid. And then government just like, yeah, just keep on going. More regulation. We got to do more. Shouldn't there be an optimal level of laws? Or no, more is good. Better, more. Soon we'll be just like the board. You won't be able to do anything because more rules are better. Isn't more rules and more laws quite literally the definition of less freedom? No. We're not taking away your freedoms. We're just telling you, you can't do things. Change. So here's what happened. So you had all that. You had everybody just, we just got to improve everything with computer chips and automation. And so then the disease came about. And the auto manufacturers, what they do, rightfully so, is they try and forecast demand. Say, okay, we're going to produce this many cars. It's just 1,700 effing computer chips goes into one. They pre-order so that these computer chips are there for delivery when they're building the cars. Right? Now, when the disease hit, the auto manufacturers said, we better scale back. Because people aren't going to be commuting as much, da 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 da. And that was true. Sales did tank. But then sales came back. I don't know why they just came back. But since they lowered their orders to the semiconductor computer chip manufacturers, these guys said, okay, well, what do we do with all these extra chips we were going to make or this extra capacity for the chips we had yet to make? And as many of you know, they said, well, if we can't drive to work, I wonder if we can work online. And then the great social experiment occurred where only 25 years after having internet access, we started asking ourselves, hey, were the boomers right that we had to work? Like we had to be physically there. Like, how do they know we're working if they can't? Like, you know, Schrodinger's cat, tree in the woods. Like if you can't see your employee, how do you know he's working? You know, we tested that boomer thing because there's no way to figure that out through logic. And then we did this great work from home thing. Well, that drove up demand for computer chips. And so generally speaking, the semiconductor industry took all the computer chips that are going to go to cars and they gave them to semiconductor chips. They gave them to computers and video game graphic people and all that. So that's where it went. And so that's where the excess supply was sopped up. Well, I guess cars came back with a roar. I don't know exactly why. People want to buy cars again. Well, now they can't sell the cars. Well, they could. And some of the car manufacturers are doing it where it's like, okay, we're just going to, instead of 1,700 computer chips, we're only going to do 1,540 to meet whatever legal requirements the government has. And they're putting those chips into the more popular vehicles, which is why there's now a shortage of cars. But that's kind of the main 80% of the explanation for the computer chip shortage, those two rather large segments of the semiconductor industry, the computers versus the cars. Right. So that's kind of now also due to the disease, a lot of the semiconductor manufacturers haven't been making as many, obviously. The materials and equipment that goes into semiconductor production also has been kinked in the supply chain. And not only does that limit the amount of semiconductors that can be produced, but the lack of semiconductors, a shortage of that, goes into everything else in pretty much the global economy. Machines, balancing, I mean, anything that's got a screen, I mean, it's in there. They talked about cell phones. Interestingly enough, not very affected, because I guess it's pretty reliable to predict. And so there's not really going to be a crisis with the phones. So there's other industries. And as the client pointed out, 169 industries, it's everything and everywhere. And so if you're wondering why you can't find a styrofoam dog at Walmart in their styrofoam dog section, that's, I guarantee, it's probably because of a computer chip and some lazy thing. Oh, and by the way, they did some research. They concluded that the solution to this will not involve any liberal arts majors or social science majors, which means the United States is pretty much screwed. So it's just going to be Asia. That's it's hilarious. Like, well, we could get the semiconductor industry. Oh, wait, we trained everyone to be parasites and liberal arts majors. Oh, we don't have the ability. So it's going to be Asia to the rescue on this one. And so that's where this crisis, if you want to call it. Now there's a solution. I'll tell you the solution. Then I'm going to tell you we'll go through the numbers. The solution is what old Cappy does. Don't buy new crap. Okay. I even took my truck in because it's a 2003. I took it in to make sure the transmission was going to, they say, no, it's fine. I say, okay, good. Cause I want to go buy a new used vehicle. Just get by, man. You don't need this. You don't need to buy all this new stuff. And now, men, I know happy wife, happy life. And nothing's too good for daddy's little sweetheart. But why you, this is word called no. I don't know if you heard of it. I'll explain it. It's when someone says something and you don't want to do that, you disagree with what they said. You say no. And so when wifey poo says, I need a I need a new SUV. No. What? There'll be some confusion. They're not familiar with that word too much. What? No, what do you mean no? No, I researched this word. It's the opposite of yes. And she'll be like, I've never heard that word before. So that's because you're from Edina. You were very pretty at one time. And no one tells you no. But it means we're not going to do what you do. And then they'll be crying in tears because the human brain just can't deal with the concept of no. Especially Edina people. But what's Edina? Think Winnetka, think the Hamptons, think the Upper East, think pretentious assholes, okay? Rich, pretentious assholes. I don't know, would it be Peachtree? Is that the nice part of Atlanta? I'm trying to, what's the nice part of Dallas? Denton? I don't know these things. You tell them no, and you just do without. One thing you could tell what side he was on. He was on Team Boomer. One of the analysts says, well, if we could get people to go back to work, then there'll be less demand for home computers. Like, no, they're still got their home computers. Like, and isn't that demand kind of met? Like, doesn't a computer last 3 to 5 years? I mean, you don't really. So he's like, then we just go to work again. We all share computers. I'm like, well, wouldn't that drive demand up for cars? So there's that. All right. Finally, one other thing about the market, then I'll get to the predictions. The market is not the semiconductor market. There are varying gradations and qualities and capacities of these computer chips. And so I guess, you know, aside from high-end graphic computers or mining computers for crypto, your rank and file, you know, PCs require kind of a lower end. Then cars require higher end, and obviously there's more infrastructure and refined processing construction technologies that go into the higher end ones, so those are going to be a little bit delayed. So what every analyst out there, all the reports generally average around the low grade ones will be coming to the market at the end of this year, 2021, and then between mid to late 2022, the high-end ones will come there. However, it should be pointed, and I wanted to give a shout out to this lady here. This is Car Coach Reports. I guess her name is Lauren. I guess if you like cars, go check her out. She's kind of milfy cougarish type of gal my age. She did some actually really good research, and she made the point, which I did not hear from anyone else, that okay, that's when they're delivered. It's still going to take time to go through process through the supply chain. They got to fire these machines back up, the assembly lines, the car plants. So add another 6 months to that. So you'll have the quote crisis is estimated to be solved for the low end computer chips end of this year, mid or late, you know, fallish, early fall 2022 for the high end chips. But that won't affect prices until it gets, you know, water, you know, it's like you drain a pump, you need to have more water refill the pump so it has suction again and could start working again. It's going to take a while for that to go through the supply chain and then be manifest itself in lower computer chip prices. But we made Money Printer go burr, so nominal prices will not be lower because Money Printer went burr. Don't worry, all this problem, Biden took care of it. We'll just print off another trillion. Nothing will. Why is house so expensive? Why'd my rent go up? Where's the food? Hey, buy a dog. I know you're homeless, but get a dog. It's worth, trust me. I'm a white guy. I don't know if people are going to get that inside joke from the previous video. So I wanted to do a hat tip to her because she did point that out. And then just so you know, and I'm going to give you the insight. How did I, as an economist, come to end of the year, mid of next year for the low end, high end computer chips? I'm going to give you a little bit of inside business in the economist world. When I was working at a place early on in my career as a legit, probably the most sincere, legitimate economic work I ever did when I was the youngest, ironically, my boss at the time, true Karen, proto Karen, this is many times back in the day, mentally ill. But the one thing she taught me, because we had to do forecasts and predictions, all we would do was pull the latest reports from Morgan Stanley, whatever other finance companies, you know, Goldman Sachs, whoever, a bunch of economic reports and forecasts out there, subscriptions you could subscribe to back in the day. I won't go into the details in the morning. You would just make sure they're like no more than a month old, take all their forecasts and you'd average them. And then you'd by default always look like you're at least average. At least you're, you know, you never made a prediction yourself. You just pulled everyone else's average. You just averaged them out. I always thought that was incredibly clever. That was the only thing that gal ever did right. So that's what I did, but everyone kind of was pretty tight. There wasn't like a 6 months variation. I think a lot of these analysts went, you know, if they're real analysts, they're in contact with the semiconductor agent industry. What are your orders looking like? Your forwarders or look like, get some guidance from people at the end of the supply chain. But pretty much everyone was late 2021, end of year, maybe early 2022. Mid next year for the high ends, like plus or minus a month or two. And then here's where the real, I don't know what her real background is, where Lauren actually did some genuine journalism. She thought, which journalists don't do anymore. And she's like, yeah, but when does it hit? So she, I was like, hey, it's going to take a while to actually check. So for you, the consumer, it's going to be mid 2022 that this is done for your pocketbook anyway, or Christmas time, 2022. Almost 2023. And then there's some black pill, dark doom. So it's not going to be till 2024 when all these facilities are up and running. And that's it. All right. So do you want to end the computer chip shortage? Use the word no and just get analog stuff. Buy old cars. Osama Abdu, AC, are you in Rapid City full time now? Yeah, more or less. I got to obviously still go back to the Twin Cities and help moving and things like that. I got to visit my nieces. They'll run feral if they don't have their uncle to bring in. It's very important with uncling obligations. And then I got to go to Dallas because Donovan Sharp has a seminar down there with the guys. And then soon it'll be Vegas because when the snow falls here, I don't do snow. Cappy, do not do snow. No more, no snow. Mm-mm. Snow, no more. Mm-mm, no snow. Going to be in Vegas where it's warm and there's golf and motorcycle ridings. But yeah, I'm a citizen. I've been a citizen of South Dakota since April. There you go, Mark Waltz. That's the governor over in Minneapolis or the Twins, Minnesota. I don't pay state income tax anymore. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I bet all the refugees are going to pay a lot of tax. You guys are taking in Minnesota, right? You got rid of me, right? Bad guy, right? Evil libertarian. Ooh. I wonder how many buildings I burnt down. Boo-boo. 9 Polish zlotys. Decide for me, Obi-Wan Cappy. Should I get drunk now or in 30 minutes? Hang on. Flip of the... Jeez, dime. Hard to flip a dime. Should have a half dollar. Okay, can we flip a dime? No, I can't see it. Drink now. There you go. Best 9 Polish zlotys he ever spent. Nonstop trade, $2. Do you go to sleep angry or have angry dreams? No. Sleeping is my favorite part of the day. I really enjoy sleeping, in part because I don't have that many bad dreams or nightmares. I get weird dreams and like my past comes back to haunt me. Like I'm still dating ex-girlfriends. Or I'm still in college. I'm like, I'm 46. Why am I still in college? I wasted my life. But I don't go to sleep angry because usually I'm like, hey, the day's over. And I'm also, I also take melatonin and like a sleeping tea. And that, and then you're just like, oh, thank God, poof, out. Then I wake up and I'm like, oh, this again? And I go through my to-do list, which is actually getting tightened up pretty well. Pretty well. Oh, one other bit of advice for all you, because if you're here for the cars, go to auto shops that specialize in repairing and selling salvaged vehicles, okay? Bipsy and Edina, or Every Day I Need Attention, or Winnetka, they will never go and get a hail damaged car. Most normal people will think a hail damaged car is beneath them. I know relatively poor people, not because they're poor, but because they're young and they're just starting out. They all got brand new, nicer cars than me. And they looked at my car, oh, boomer Cappy, look at the old man over here, ho, 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 with his damaged car. I'm like, I paid cash for that. It's got 30,000 miles on it. What are you doing with that brand new Honda Civic that you can't afford? This girl also had a dog that she couldn't afford. Apparently, that's the thing. So go, if you're just looking for transportation, and Lord knows when this is going to, and there's going to be supply chain issues, and the millennials are not going to go work, and the U.S. auto manufacturer, so you're going to have to go, car prices are not going down, all right? Go find yourself, usually find them in major metro areas. There's always an auto mechanic dude who repairs salvage vehicles, and you can get them on the cheap, dirt on the cheap. And there you go. David, $2. Thought about hiring an assistant, Cappy. No, I'm more than able to handle my admin because right now the reason I don't do podcasts or even write that much anymore is because I'm working on the house. But that's a 40-hour a week job. All right. When this is done, I got a little trim work left to do. Floating shelves, I'm going to postpone. And a backsplash. That's all I got. And even the landscaping is done. All I got to do is water, and hopefully the grass takes. And if that doesn't take, I'll just postpone until next year. So it's, especially now, it's going to, my workload is going down. Usually I'm working till 11 p.m. at night. Past couple days, I even got to like play some Oculus Quest, huh? Look at that. Wasn't that exciting? Somebody's really, we got a $20 donation. Mexi Mike, $2. A yes, those infamous boomers get their great ideas. Get the great idea. Yeah, their great ideas is just less freedom. I'm a politician. I want to be known for something, so I need to create a law. People should be celebrated for repealing laws. Like the Justinian laws of simplification. Everybody looks it up. Yeah, like I'd like to be known. He's the guy who got rid of tons of laws so he could free everybody up. President Clary, the guy who freed all people convicted of drug possession. Hey, you're out. Bye. See ya. Drugs are legal now. Thomas Landry. Hey, our accounting agent in the field. $5. Hey, Cappy. I hope you're doing good. Haven't been able to catch your live stream. They're random. Question, is silver a finite resource? Yeah, it is. I mean, there's only so much in the earth. I mean, but it's kind of like oil. We'll find many new ways to get it. I guess technically it might be infinite if we learn to do space drilling. But yeah, there's a finite amount of silver atoms on this planet. But I don't think that's going to affect you or me in our relatively short lifetimes. Where'd the $20 super chat go? God darn it. Some serious bucks. With it, I cannot buy Pokeball because nobody works out here. All this money, and actually where the $20 went was extra hoses, extra water sprinklers. And then today I bought some trim, which that was only like $20. This went for the trim. Thank you for buying the trim. If I could find the super chat now. Robert Flores. Ah, good old Rob. $20. Business warning. 7-Eleven convenience stores in the 90s were so profitable for owners, they could buy another franchise within 5 years. But gas stations who had space and captive audience competed and lowered 7-Eleven's value by 50%. Interesting. I wonder why they were so profitable. Because there were convenience stores in the 90s. I mean, it was very local, like Holiday gas stations. We had, I remember it was Amoco, not British Petroleum. Wonder why the 7-Elevens. Now, hey, you want weapons-grade gas stations? Mavericks. Mavericks and Quick Trip. You're lucky if you live in an area with Mavericks and Quick Trip, man. And Quick Trip is K-W-I-K, Quick Trip. QT, the other Quick Trip, also is a luxury end gas station. And what's great about these luxury end gas stations is you don't have to be rich. You needn't live in luxury in order to go there. It's just like, oh, I can get an actual decent sandwich here. The Black Blur, $2. Did you had the dream about riding on a balloon? No, I never had that dream. A guy paid me to write about what would it like to be riding on a big balloon. I get paid. As long as it isn't like illegal, there's a pretty good chance I'll do it. Pretty good chance. Fred Freeman, solid $2. Women's are expensive to date. They spend too much money. Well, they can spend money. Women are not that expensive to date. They really aren't. You just say, what was the word again, boys and girls? No. There's a, I don't want to call it a movement, but a general policy, I guess. Women are like, he either takes you to dinner or nothing. Like it shows up fourth investment. It's kind of a requirement of a certain percentage of women. No. We get coffee. See, because I would like to think that women have an opportunity cost to their time as well. Where it's like, well, you know, don't you want to make sure it's worth it? Like, forget the free meal. Is it worth 2 hours of your time to sit here and talk to a guy you don't like? But apparently it is because they want the money or the food. See, I don't delineate or discriminate between cash and barter. I really don't. But you just, no, we're going out for coffee. And there's like cheap dates, like you go for a run or a bike ride. You meet them places you don't. That's one big, I never thought about that. But if you live in a major metro area where you can't have a car or it's very inconvenient to have a car, that's great. You just meet them there. Hey, I'll meet you over at the restaurant. And what you do, well, you're still paying for it. You have your drinks before you show up, so you save a little bit of money. Order your food. Oh, yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. All right. Nice to meet you. But that's assuming you had yourself a thing. And then you just wait. You just wait to see if she reaches for her wallet. And by reach, there's no delay. Not like, and just like she goes to Home Depot. Excuse me, I have to run to Home Depot. She runs down Home Depot, comes back with a plier so she can peel that $20 bill out of her purse and kind of, are you going to pay for me? Are you going to offer? I'm putting the 20. Are you going to? That happened several times to me. I'm like, look, you either joyfully be equal or not. Either pay or you don't. Make a decision. I personally don't care because I know which way I'm going to go. All right? This is your choice now. Your agency. Okay, let's see. Make a choice. You paid with joyful exuberance? Cool. Maybe I'll ask you out again. Maybe I'll pay next time. You do the Aaron Cleary peeling his money out, getting that coupon for Perkins. And Fred Freeman, solid $2. Coolidge, better to kill bad law than to pass a good one. Right. Right. Absolutely. Taekwondo, 1.79 British pounds. Once China takes Taiwan, there'll be plenty then. Well, Taiwan was one of the places they're talking about that has a semiconductor plant under construction and slated for completion in 2023. I don't care. All my computers are ancient. I don't video. I got five. When I packed, I found out I have every, well, not every, but I have all the main consoles going from NES on. Lots of video games. Think I'm going to go play some BioShock and chill out. DJ Aftershock, $5. Wait, did I get that one? Yeah, I did. $5. Hipster dude, man. Like, why you want to be in those born Republican suburbs, man? Well, you could be in the arts district, man, living off your parents. Like Austin? See, Austin is just one big arts district. I like, you could tell how avant-garde Austin, Texas artists are when the motto is keep Austin weird, huh? How clever is that, huh? Man, what artistic geniuses pushing the boundaries of human sight and vision and color to come up with a deep motto like that for all. I just imagine if I go to Austin, it's going to look like a slightly prettier Seattle. Matt, 41,174, 10 Australian dollars. Go enjoy some miles on me. I might. It's not that bad. Oh, wait, it's cloudy out now. It's good watering weather. How old is that for a boomer, huh? Oh, it's cloudy out. Time to water the grass. I might. I got to fire up the bike anyway. Can you do a show with Susan Vanker? It would be fun. I can't, Fred. She's much bigger than me. She's mainstream. I've had interactions with her before. Nice, friendly lady. I'd have no problem going on with Susan Vanker. But she has to invite. It's usually the bigger person will invite the smaller one. I don't invite myself onto other people's shows. That's incredibly rude. I simply don't, you know. If you want to send her an email, hey, show her this segment, more than happy. But also understand people are relatively mainstream. They can't come swimming in the sewer with us guys. We're too rebellious too. And you know, she doesn't want to be tainted by, oh, he's an evil right wing. So Cypher, $5. Due to the vehicle market and my hate for modern automobiles, I've decided to dump about $6,000 in rebuilding the engine of my Land Cruiser. Thoughts? Land Cruiser, Toyota Land Cruiser. I think it's, yeah, generally on policy. I don't know the specific Land Cruiser and, you know, how bad a shape it's in. I know for $6,000, I could find myself a relatively new car with low miles. But yeah, I would buy, you know, seriously, it's starting to get like, yeah, before 2010, I want vehicles that are old. And, I do not want to, like old Kia Rios. Old Toyotas, in your case, Camrys, old Hondas. I really don't want to have the nag in the machine telling me I signaled too quickly. I mean, and this is just what we got now. Can you imagine what cars, how nagifying cars are going to be in 2030? Oh my God. Wait, there's going to be a fart today. You know, it'll automatically roll the windows down because it smelled that you farted. Well, I just want to add a little luxury fart sensing window on Ford's latest, whatever the F model it is. Does your husband have flatulence? Oh, you could see it. You could see it. Dopey, panzerfied, Ray Romano type in the family. Burp. He farts. And then, ew, dad. Oh, your father. La, 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 la. The new fart-sensing window, new on all GMC vehicles for you stupid dad/husband you're about to kick to the curb. Mandatory by the Ocasio-Cortez administration. Then people will be like, oh, Clary, look at him buying his 15-year-old car. Italian Stallion, a kid for a super sticker. I can't see it for a Canadian buck. Oh, it is. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. Bigger than you, fat shaming. You have more subs. No, she's, I mean, she's regularly on, she's old school mainstream media. It has nothing to do with subs. I'm in the digital internet real world. That's more closer to reality. She's in the polished, sanitized Fox and Friends, CNN, you know. You guys ever been to a Regal gala? Like, you know, it's like, guys walking around with things, you know, with champagne. I don't know. Everyone starts talking with a British accent, even though you're in Wisconsin. I went to a couple galas back in the day. This is why I thought that's what high class people did. That's Fox. That's that world. That's Susan Venker world. I'm not saying she's arrogant or snooty. It's just like there's a dress code. There's an etiquette. What the hell happened? Right there we go. We're more at like the rockabilly bar where girls are dancing with crotchless panties, which happened. It was a good time. You guys missed out on the 90s and the aughts. Where were gals that they had fishnet stockings on? We're with gals that showed up in classic cars. You go have sex with them. You know, it'd even be racing. It's kind of 50s-esque. A little bit of America graffiti going on. We're in the salsa club. Where one of the ones Cappy was making out on the dance floor with a couple of gals. Those are good times. And there'd be drinking and there would not be less goodness. Did you read the New York Times article that no one else read except for the people that knew the woman who wrote it? Oh, I did indeed, sir. What did she say? She said she's no longer a she. How edgy. She's now in it. Ha ha! I knew Debbie would say that, becoming it. What's her new name? Who's just going by the letter G? Very much like Prince changed his name to that symbol very often, God. Cheers. That's that. We're here a little more. We have more fun. We can be more candid with one another. Mexi Mike, keep Austin weird. Such creative, edgy boomers. Yeah, it's Fred Freeman. Solid $2. Minneapolis voting whether to defund police in early November. Oh, please, please defund the police. Send all your cops over here to South Dakota. Send all your cops to Mankato or the suburbs. Please defund the police. I am so for that. Please go defund the Minneapolis police and defund St. Paul while you're at it. You know, and the Edina people like to be sympathetic liberal. Let's defund Edina. And get some public housing over in Edina right now. Absolutely. Oh, that could not happen. Oh, that'd be so great. That would be so great. Nonstop Dre, $2. Imagine hate speech censures in the future. Car. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Dre. You said. Well, see, I can't say because we already have censors. See what this great adult conversation we can have right now, Dre? I can't provide an example. Oh, gosh. When Karen took over the automobile industry. Oh, we'll be like Alexa. Like, it won't respond if you don't. Oh, I'm going to have my 2003 Kia Rio imported to Croatia. I'm going to go to Borscht Fest and everything's going to be analog. All right. One last one for Fred Freeman Sowell. Can you do Minnesota husband impersonation? What? Divorce? Minnesota, it's just, whoa, constantly afraid of something, his own shadow. Yes, dear, whatever you want. What do you mean you're learning to salsa dance with Pablo? What, you're going out again tonight? You're competing with Pablo? But you just started last week. How are you so good? No, I won't visit, I promise. That's your thing, I understand. What's that dried white kind of stuff on your face? Oh, some ice cream? Okay, I'll believe you. Why is our new son a little tanner than we are? We're both Scandinavian. What, pay more money for the illegal immigrant? Okay, sweetheart, whatever you want. Send our kids to Carleton? All right. There you go. Cypher, $10. And that last infrastructure bill, they passed, their mandating cameras to check driver sobriety cameras. How are cameras going to check that? Driver sobriety and per mile road taxi modules. I'll stick with my pre-1997, no OB2D crap. Even 98 is too new. I want to know when they started putting in the O2 sensors. Is that what is your OBD2? Because every car I've owned for now has a check engine light. And back when I was young and good looking and pretty, if that light went on, it meant something. Like so your car was about to blow up. That's what it meant. You'd have a dump of of adrenaline and be like, oh, crap. Like, you know, you didn't know if it would catch fire or smoke would billow out. You really didn't know. And then you would have to get to a shop ASAP. Or if you were rich, you just pulled over and you had AAA or someone come pick you up. Now, I'm not kidding. Every check engine light is on in my car. And you know what it is? It's an O2 sensor. Do you know how hard it is to replace an O2 sensor? Kind of a pain in the ass, especially when there's four of them. I thought it was just something, you know, on the fuel line, you take it off, you put it on, boom, it did. Nope, four of them, they hook up to the engine. You got to get up. No. And my buddy's like, well, you'll have to spend over the course, probably around $1,000 of savings of gas. Over how many years? Well, 10 years, it's worth it. Fine. I'll cut the check right now. And they only last 2 years. Then they go out again. No, that's not, so you got to multiply it times five. So that's like, no, I'm not doing it. I think we're caught up. Nope. Jay's philosophy. New guy. $2. Any ideas on countries to move to? I just got regions. I don't have specific countries, and you could do your own research, but generally Southeast Asia or Eastern Asia in general. I'm not against checking out India because everything in my life, I thought I'd want this, and it turns out I really love something else. So I'm maybe even going to kick around like Saudi Arabia, Dubai, India. I'm going to check out Morocco. You don't know. You never know. People sing the praises of Turkey. Okay. Turkey. Let's give that a shot. But then Central Europe. I'm going to give that a shot. But I would say another angle you might want to take at it, Jay, is the two more recent variables I've come up with, and they'll really cut this down. One, which of them do not mandate root beer floats? Okay, so now you've really cut out the vast majority of countries. And two, obesity rates. Find out where the people are thin. Not because you're trying to get the girls, but you just want people that are not fat, entitled blobs of sack of filth. You want women who know, like, yeah, I got to be attractive to men. And men like, yeah, I got to be attractive to women. And when we go out in public, we do not look like the fat slobs of South Dakota over at the Walmart. Any Walmart in the US, really. So you have those two variables. I bet you there's less than five countries that match those two variables. Less than five. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. The spinsters are coming. Remember Bugs Bunny, where Elmer Fudd has a nightmare? And the rabbits are coming. Hooray, hooray. The rabbits are coming. Hooray, hooray. Millions and millions of wabbits. The spinsters are coming. Hooray, hooray. The spinsters are coming. Hooray, hooray. They are. And a little bit of side business advice. If you can sell to them, lots of money. Now, what that money's going to buy, I don't know. But, you know, I don't import something from China. Free like summer. 5BGN. Bulgarian? What is that? I know you like silver, but do you know about the silver squeeze? I'd love to hear your thoughts. You're going to have to email me that request. It's going to be $100 because just like that semi-shorter conductor, I have to go and research it. I got to figure it out. So you can go ahead and email me at assholeconsulting.com. Nonstop trade, $2. Choose one to live. North Korea, Australia, China. China. I'll go China. Not North Korea, no way. Not Australia. Because China, they're honest. Hey, we're the Communist Party. You can't vote for anyone else. We're technically fascist in our economics, but Australia, they're lying. They just lie. Oh yeah, we're a free democracy and respect the people. No. And people are still relatively poor in China, so they're still hungry. It's still a classical traditional culture. But yeah, I'm kind of done with. You could reverse Western civilization, say 50 to 100 years ago, you know, minus the slavery and all that other stuff. Okay, I got that. I'm talking culturally. Okay, I take Western civilization then, but I'm not doing Western civilization now. No. Italian Stallion, $5 Canadian. Cappy's going to move to Casablanca, open up a bar, and hire a black guy named Sam to play the piano. Not the worst idea. Not the worst idea. But there's no money in running bars. If I was in Morocco, I'd not been there. I would just want to find some place either in Marrakesh or Casablanca. I think the other place is Fez. Just a small, out of the way little apartment. You wouldn't know I'm there. Although I'd have to soundproof it to not annoy my neighbors as I record. As long as it's got internet access. And then I'd be hiking the Atlas Mountains. Have them look it up. The Atlas Mountains. Maybe across the Mediterranean to the Pyrenees. Because that mountain range has always piqued my interest. Fred Feeman saw $2. Libertarians are lame. We need a fat tax. Tax the fat. Libertarians are not lame. Okay. Libertarians are lame when that's all they have is libertarianism. Cool people have other stuff going on who believe in libertarianism. Those are cool libertarians. The rabbits are coming. Hooray, hooray. The rabbits are coming. All right. Fred Feeman saw $2. Educated voters shifting to Dems. I hear educated. Indoctrinated. There's no educated people anymore. Mexi Mike, $2. First definition, define educated. Exactly. All right, there we go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.